Colorado legislators are racing towards the finish line of the 2023 lawmaking season with multiple bills that are getting closer to the governor's desk. On Thursday, state senators passed House Bill 1215, which targets surprise hospital fees in an effort to make them more transparent and affordable for patients. If signed into law, 1215 would require hospitals to give patients information about facility fees in advance. It would also limit facility fees for preventative care. The Colorado Senate on Thursday passed another bill to better ensure transparency, this time for equal pay. Senate Bill 105 was created to update Colorado's 2019 Equal Pay Law. Bill 105 will enforce greater transparency by allowing the state's Department of Labor to investigate discrimination claims as an alternative to the expensive, drawn-out court process. Governor Jared Polis is expected to sign the Equal Pay for Equal Work update. Lawmakers say Bill 105 will enable women, and especially women of color, to get fairer pay. The Boulder City Council overruled the Police Oversight Selection Committee on Thursday evening, voting to oust panelist Lisa Sweeney Moran. Sweeney Moran was chosen to join the 11-person panel to review and offer recommendations on police discipline investigations and policies. The City Council created the panel in 2020 after police held a black student at gunpoint while he was cleaning up trash in front of his home. The controversy around Sweeney Moran began when Boulder residents filed a complaint stating that Sweeney Moran's social media posts demonstrated bias against police. They also noted Sweeney Moran's involvement in an ACLU lawsuit against the city of Boulder for its treatment of homeless people, saying it was a conflict of interest. A city ordinance says panelists must show, quote, an absence of any real or perceived bias, prejudice, or conflict of interest. Sweeney Moran withdrew from the lawsuit 5 days after her panel appointment. The council hired an independent investigator to determine whether Sweeney Moran's real or perceived bias or prejudice would disrupt the public's trust in the police oversight panel. The investigator, attorney Clay Douglas, quoted multiple Twitter posts by Sweeney Moran in a report released in April and recommended that she resign. A retired state Supreme Court Chief Justice is facing possible censure for his role in awarding a $2.75 million contract to a high-ranking state government administrator. KGNU's John Kellen explains.
The unprecedented request of public censure was announced in an agreement yesterday between the Colorado Commission on Judicial Discipline and retired Chief Justice Nathan Coates. The move against the retired Chief Justice stems from a $2.75 million contract awarded to former Colorado Judicial Department Chief of Staff Mindy Macias. The Denver Post reports that an independent investigation last year showed that she and other top officials leveraged a toxic work environment as they sought the multi-million-dollar contract. The Post says that Coates admitted to the commission that he failed to perform judicial and administrative duties competently and diligently by allowing the contract, even though Macias had resigned her position rather than be fired. The independent investigation also said that in spite of earlier reports to the contrary, the contract was not meant to keep her from revealing potentially damaging information, but was unethical and dishonest. The recommendation to censure the retired Chief Justice is being reviewed by a special tribunal of state appeals court judges. Coates, who retired from the bench in 2020, has declined to comment. The recommended censure against him does not carry a penalty. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
A 5-year legal battle between Boulder County and an oil and gas company is over for now. Extraction Oil and Gas announced Monday that it will indefinitely pause efforts to drill for minerals in the county. The company first pitched the Blue Paintbrush project in 2018. Up to 32 new wells were to be drilled on a conservation easement located in Weld County that is owned by Boulder County. Boulder officials fought the project, citing dangers to public health and the environment. Extraction Oil and Gas intended to begin work in early 2022, but was blocked in October by Boulder's Board of County Commissioners, who rejected the company's lease offer. In a press release, Boulder officials said although they're working out the details, they're pleased that Extraction's attempt to drill for minerals on open space purchased with Boulder taxpayers' money was thwarted. A man pleaded guilty to throwing Molotov cocktails at a Loveland church earlier this year, saying he did not agree with the congregation's religious character. According to a Department of Justice press release, 22-year-old Darian Ray Sexton admitted to the hate crime charge in a Denver federal courtroom. On January 19th, Sexton intended to destroy Abiding Love Lutheran Church when he tossed one Molotov cocktail at the front doors of the building and another at the basement. Both fires were put out quickly and only caused minor damage. The FBI, ATF, and Loveland Police and Fire worked on the investigation that led to Sexton's arrest. Sexton will be sentenced in July and faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Today is the 5th of May, or Cinco de Mayo, which means community festivities throughout Colorado, honoring Mexican heritage and culture. This weekend, Longmont is holding its 20th annual Cinco de Mayo celebration at Roosevelt Park with food, shopping, live entertainment, and even a breakdance competition. And at Denver's Civic Center Park, there will be taco eating contests, chihuahua races, and a parade. Mostly sunny and breezy with a chance of afternoon rain and thunderstorms today. In Boulder, a high of 74 and a low of 43. In Denver, a high near 78 and a low around 43. In Fort Collins, a high near 73 and a low around 41. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.